This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A paramedic who trained Aurora Fire Rescue and the ambulance service about so-called excited delirium, a term that describes heightened agitation and strength, took the witness stand yesterday. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
Travis Chambers testified that ketamine was considered at the time to be the safest treatment for excited delirium. He also told the jury that his 2018 PowerPoint training included the practice of other agencies.
There were rumors that other agencies who utilized ketamine, either openly or culturally, had a practice of giving any patient they believed to have excited delirium 500 milligrams.
Chambers says that Aurora first responders were trained to follow a weight-based dose of ketamine. Paramedics Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper faced charges in Elijah McClain's death. They gave him 500 milligrams of ketamine. That would have been an appropriate amount for someone weighing 220 pounds or more, but it was far too much for McClain's 140-pound body weight. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
Amazon is rolling out a new grocery subscription service to Prime members in Denver. For about $10 per month, customers will get unlimited grocery deliveries for orders totaling more than $35 from Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh. That's on top of the cost of a Prime membership. Amazon is also testing the model in Columbus, Ohio and Sacramento, California. Adams County Law Enforcement is holding a gun lock giveaway today, sponsored by local law enforcement and the nonprofit Big Waves, which advocates for gun safety. The locks will be available for free. The event will be at the Adams County Human Services Center in Westminster from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.